Hi folks, Kelly Grinder back, time once again for the Irish pub song of the day. Fun one, look at the coffin. Isn't it grand boys, whatever you want to call it. 3/4, 3/4, waltz time, strike, brush thumb. That's all there is to it. It's a lot of fun, goes like this. Look at the coffin with golden handles. Isn't it grand boys, Jimmy Bloody was dead. Let's not have a sniffle, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the flowers, all bloody withered. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the mourners, bloody great hypocrites. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the preacher, bloody nice fellow. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. At the widow, bloody great female. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you're bloody well die. Simple, fun song. Only thing you have to worry about is that bar C chord to get the melody, and then the seventh fret. You just got the second and third string you're gonna hit. Show you, I'm gonna try to go extremely slow. Show you both hands. Remember, you got the front hand, you kind of see the side, but most of it is your ear. 99.99999% of it. It's just your ear, just try it, because there's only so many places. There's only four strings you can strike. There's only a couple places on the fretboard. Kind of figure it out. Try it again, slow. Mm-hmm. through that last part. That's what happens when you only have time for one take. Anyway, it's easy, it's fun. Use your ear. That little seventh fret, you can use your pinky, you can stretch, you can do your second, but I just use my ring finger between the two. The rest of it is just lifting a finger on that C, as you can see. It's why you got the front and you got the side angle, just to see. I'm not a lot of fancy stuff. Everything I'm doing here, a good teacher should have you doing this in 6 months, from the time you pick up a banjo to doing this. And I'm not trying to say if you can't do it, you know, give up. Just saying, get yourself a good teacher, watch videos, use your ear. 6 months, any of these songs, any of these things I've been doing, that's it. I know you can do it. And actually, I'm going to ask you something. I'm trying to figure out which project I should do next. Just released a CD. I think I want to do another one because it's fun. I got addicted to being in the studio again, and it doesn't cost much, if anything, to freaking make a CD. So either do the CD or finally finish the DVD for The Folksanger's Guide for Clawhammer and Failing Banjo, or volume 2 of the Irish Pub Song books. You tell me, whichever one most people want, that's what I'll do next. Anyway, take care, goodbye, God bless, remember, play, love, learn, do, repeat, repeat, repeat.